This is KFIZ Radio and First Presbyterian Church, located at 1225 4th Street here in Fond du Lac. Thank you for joining us this morning in prayer and devotion.
Holy source of light and hope, as we come together this day, help us grow in love for one another and for all of creation as we prepare for the coming of the one who calls us to turn from our false gods to you, Holy One, the true source of our salvation. Amen.
Now is a time, call a confession. Now is a time to wake up and be humble in the face of our salvation. By asking our Savior for forgiveness, we are taken off our tattered rags of sin and put on the glorious armor of righteousness. Eager to be resplendent, we confess our sins to God and one another. Confession. God of peace, we confess we are steeped in a world of violence. Violence surrounds us from childhood through adulthood and into a mature age, working its way into our lives. We become accustomed to cruelties, both large and small. Forgive us, God of peace. Snatch our weapons from our hands and show us the beautiful life we can live when we forge them into instruments of your peace.
Beloved, know this, the God of presence, the God of transformation, the God of peace hears our prayers and gives us power to love. Rejoice in the good news of God. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen. And now that we are at peace with Christ, we may be at peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. Will you please take a moment to share God's peace with those around you?
Glory to God, glory to God in the highest glory. Glory to God, glory to God, alleluia. Deo, gloria, gloria, alleluia, alleluia.
Old Testament lesson, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that he may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. New Testament lesson, Romans. Chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Besides us, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
Beginning with our gospel lesson, and this comes to us from Matthew. If you remember, most of last year, our readings were from Luke. Every year we go Matthew, Mark, and Luke, trading off and putting a little bit of John in every year, just to keep us all on our toes. So today, we look at Matthew 24, where Jesus is talking about the events surrounding the second coming of the Lord. Remember, Advent is a time of looking forwards as well as looking back. So we begin the season of Advent reading texts that look forward to Jesus' return. We end the season of Advent by looking backwards, reading the text that had to do with his first coming. But reading now from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Listen now for the word of God. Again, Jesus is talking about his return. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. My friends, this is the word of the Lord for us this day. Thanks be to God. Well, I hope that you all had a happy Thanksgiving. Did you? Did you have a happy Thanksgiving? That's wonderful. Did you come or did you go? Go, come. Did people come to you or did you go to someone else? Sounds about mixed here. Let me ask you, was it a burden or was it a joy? Now think of all the preparation you did, especially if people came to you. Was it a burden? Was it a joy? Was it maybe some of both? All that time you spent cleaning the bathroom, vacuuming, mopping, fresh sheets on the guest bed, buying the food, hauling it in. Who's a vegetarian? Who's a vegan? Who's allergic to wheat or onions or dairy? Whose Thanksgiving will be ruined, absolutely ruined beyond redemption, if you don't have the traditional homemade cranberry sauce? Was it a burden? Was it a joy? Was it both? Why do we do this? Why do we go through all this hassle? What's the point? Because we've always done it? Because we can't say no? Because we've been doing it for so long, we don't know how not to? Maybe. But many of us, I'm sure, genuinely enjoy it. We do. We like it. I mean, it doesn't make us euphoric. Vacuuming the floor doesn't make us happy, happy, happy. But mostly we enjoy it. We're excited, eager, glad to do it because we love them. We're glad to do all that preparation because we love the people who are coming to Thanksgiving. And when our guests arrive, all that time spent preparing seems like nothing because we're glad to see them. We rejoice to be with those we love. As Christians, we know someday we will meet Jesus face to face. Maybe in this life, maybe in the next, no one knows. But as Christians, we know we will all someday meet Jesus face to face. And for many of us, that will be a genuinely joyful event. We love Jesus for his gift of salvation and his constant presence with us. We want to see him and thank him face to face. And so, in preparation, we live the way Jesus wants us to live. Lives of generosity, of self-giving love, of watching out for the impoverished, the powerless. We don't live this way because we have to. No. We live this way because we want to. We prepare our lives to meet Jesus every day because we want to. Not because we must, because we want to. Is it frustrating sometimes? Is it difficult? Is it a burden? Of course it is. We're human. Sometimes things wear us down. Constantly forgiving those who sin against us can get old. But it's worth it. It's worth it to do it as well as we can, because someday we will have the joy of meeting Jesus face to face. That's exciting. We want to be ready. I know our epistle lesson and gospel lessons don't give that impression, do they? They make God into some kind of puritanical sky bully who's going to zap us if we put $5 on the Packers to win tonight. Though if we're putting $5 on the Packers to win tonight, we probably need to be zapped. I mean, let's just be honest about that, given their sin. We need to remember, friends, we need to remember. These texts were written to new Christians. Christians who were trying to figure out what it means to live like Jesus. Christians were a minority in this world. This was a world where, especially in Rome, right? Especially in Rome, where a quiet evening of drinks with friends could very easily turn into drunken debauchery. These young Christians needed it spelled out for them. They needed a strong push. We don't need that. We know God is a God of love. We know when Jesus comes in his glory, weapons will become instruments of peace. Tanks will become tractors. Missile silos will become grain bins. Nation will not make war against nation. Siblings will get along. Every stranger will receive a helping hand. This is the time we are looking forward to with eager, joyful expectation. And every day we prepare for it by the godliness of our lives. Friends, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is Jesus is coming. And if we are living an ungodly life, we will be overwhelmingly sad. Sad at how much time we have wasted. Time we could have been walking with Jesus, living his life of self-giving love. But the good news, and remember with God, there's always good news. The good news is Jesus is coming. When we see Jesus face to face, all that time we've spent preparing will seem like nothing, because we will rejoice to be with him. We will walk in the light of the Lord. We will worship God together. And we will live in peace. Thanks be to God. Amen. Gracious God, help us. as every day we struggle to be ready, to be joyfully ready, to be present with Christ whenever he comes. Lord, we ask that you will help us to live the way Jesus taught us to live, when he taught us to live by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now go and take this good news out into all the world, to all God's people. And as you do so, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord God this day and always grant you God's own peace. And so let all God's people say, Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for joining us in this time of prayer and devotion. We are First Presbyterian Church in Fond du Lac. We are Christians serving, learning, and loving. You can find us on the web at www.fdlpresbyterian.org. We are located at 1225 4th Street and have in-person worship on Sundays at 9 a.m.